Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
As you may have heard, an online Chinese TV channel called Mango TV edited out parts of the Eurovision Song Contest semi-final during the week, specifically the Albanian song, any shorts of rainbow flags carried by LGBT people, and the Irish entry. The EBU has cancelled its contract with Mango, and this is a reaction from our fella Ryan O'Shaughnessy.
Ryan, we can only assume this is because of, obviously, the dancers in there. They're two male dancers, and it depicts a love story. Have you got anything to say on the matter?
You know, I'd like to welcome the decision by the EBU to do that, because from the very start we've just said love is love. It doesn't matter between whether it's been two guys, two girls, or a guy and a girl. So I think this is a really important decision by the EBU, and they haven't taken this lightly. And I think it's a move in the right direction, so I'm happy about it.
On the line is Jean-Philippe de Tender. He's Director of Media with the EBU. Jean-Philippe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by telling us what is it that Mango TV did to the feed you provided them?
Well, we provided Mango TV with the feed of the show, as we do to all the other broadcasters. And we have received reports on Wednesday after the broadcast that part of the show had been edited or cut. So we had an interview with the delegation here on site who confirmed that they had edited part of the show. I don't have any details about which parts we're still investigating into it. But as we have seen on some of the online sites, it was about blurring the rainbow flag, about blurring tattoos, cutting out a part of it, which might send out a specific message, which is not in line with the rules we have with the people who broadcast it. They should broadcast it in full without any editing. We have received confirmation from them that indeed they had edited the show, and they could not give us any guarantees that for the second semi-final and the grand final, they would broadcast the show in full. Mm. And because this is not in line with our values about universality, diversity, inclusivity, we thought that they were no longer entitled to broadcast the show, because it's exactly undermining, you know, the basics of the Eurovision Song Contest, which is all about celebrating diversity through music.
Was Mango transmitting the feed live, or was there some delay there?
No, it was broadcasted live. I have to say that Mango TV broadcast it's on an online platform. They broadcast the show. Mm. It's a big company. It's part of Hunan TV, a big Chinese group. Mango TV is a smaller online platform they have. And it is not Hunan TV as such who does the editing, but it falls under the rules of the Chinese media authorities. Mm. Who have the right, who are entitled, according to the law, to edit any content that is being broadcasted.
All right, so they would have known then in advance, would they? They probably have seen the rehearsals and would have known in advance there may have been one or two items there that they didn't like the look of.
Yeah, indeed. You know, the Eurovision Song Contest is Eurovision Song Contest. This edition is not fundamentally different than previous editions. They have broadcasted the show already over the past few years. I think this was the fourth time they are on board. So they very well know what Eurovision Song Contest stands for, what the values are, and what the acts could be.
From reports, at least, it seems been that they disapproved of part of the Albanian entry and the Irish entry.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Which obviously there's an implication there that because it was LGBTQ undertone or overtone to that they didn't like the sound of that. But would they have known specifically that, say, the Irish entry would have had two guys dancing with each other, and so would have known in advance to cut that bit out?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But apparently the law has become more stricter over the last few months. Hunan TV, for its own shows and own broadcasters, will have to pass through the media authorities in China, and they as well are sometimes censored or have to edit their shows. It's it's common practice in China that all foreign content sometimes is adapted for the local market. But again, as I have said, this is not something we as EBU, as public service media, can compromise to. So this is, and also the contract we have signed says that they have to broadcast it in full without any editing.
Yeah.
And because the values are core for us, this is not about how big the footprint of Eurovision Song Contest can be, but staying firm on its values.
Yeah. So, but Mango then gave no advance notice that they were going to edit this, even though it contravened the contract that they had with the EBU.
No. And they had seen the acts, they had seen the rehearsals, so they could have consulted with the EBU to see whether there might have been any issue. And I regret we had to take this step, because this is not good for either party. So,
Have any other broadcasters made any approaches to the EBU about any of the acts in the Eurovision this year that they might be uncomfortable with?
No, not at all. And this is a family show. This is programming where families watch that, with children looking at this. There is nothing controversial in the text, in the lyrics, or in the acts. It's just a very good show, and it's an international crowd, you know, competing, you know, with one another through music, but also celebrating, you know, this diversity, being together and standing on stage, and showing how nations, whatever their background, can bridge in between them.
Mm. I mean, because it's an odd thing, really, because if Mango had continued to take the second semi-final and the final, and say, for instance, Ireland won, they couldn't show the song that was the winning song, which was patently ridiculous anyway, one would have thought.
Exactly. And this is where, when we had conversations with the delegation yesterday, we asked to get confirmation that whatever the show, they would broadcast it in full, and they couldn't guarantee this.
Jean-Philippe de Tender is Director of Media with the European Broadcasting Union. Jean-Philippe, thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, are we the result of genetic manipulation as a result of an intergalactic war? Of course we are. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.